The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Today is Miniature Golf Day.
All right. I usually play that at the beach when it's 1,000 degrees outside, so it usually sucks.
Is there miniature? That's ball golf, right? You're talking
ball
about
that that's ball golf.
Ball golf.
Is there mini? Yeah. Is there miniature disc golf?
Yes, there is.
Just is there?
Just you throw it 6 feet. There's another.
No, there's just miniature sized baskets and very small discs.
Oh, you're playing in the yard,
okay?
For instance, well, in your living room.
Inside, yeah. Because outside, you want the real size, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Right. It'd be like playing ball golf inside is no fun.
Outside, I want the real size.
Although, I would like one of those simulators.
Hey, look who's here.
Hogwarts Barbecue!
Lou just sits here all week to yell that. I point to him, and he yells that out.
A lot of people do get those simulators.
Right. They're expensive.
From what I hear.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting them.
If you got, Vincent Chase money from Entourage.
What simulator? Oh, the golf simulator.
Especially in their new homes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they are, yeah.
Well, you know, they got them at places that give golf lessons,
too. I think it'd be cool to have one in your basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love one. You probably have to have a high ceiling, though, or you'd break a lot of clubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd have to be a higher basement.
Or a lot of ceilings.
Son of a bitch, I broke my driver again.
Damn it.
It's believed that miniature golf was invented in the late 19th century specifically for the gals.
Was it really?
So they could play golf without having to use a full-sized golf club.
Isn't
you know,
funny?
They might not be able to do that.
And you don't want them on the course. They weren't allowed on the course back then. So you gals go over there and play the miniature golf stuff. Well, who started inventing the windmill and all the other crap you had to shoot through?
That was part of the deal.
I like that.
Yeah, the clown mouth.
Yeah, that windmill just gives some people fits.
Yeah. You have to time it. You got to time it.
It's time.
And you got to get straight.
You do.
Yeah.
Things are coming to, things come together.
Yeah, you got to time that and get it straight, or that windmill stops your freaking ball. It sucks, man. And then when the ball gets stuck, you hit it too slow, mm-hmm. get stuck underneath the windmill or anything like that, you got to lean down and shove it with your club.
Yeah.
That counts as a stroke, by the way.
It does. Yeah.
I tell my son that all the time. That's a stroke, some bitch.
It's all times.
And I mean that literally.
Yeah, screw.
You got to hit that ball right when the clown is opening his mouth.
Oh, well, that's at the end usually.
Yeah,
that's a free game.
Yeah. Yeah, usually they make that the 16th, 17th
right,
hole.
Right.
Or the finishing hole. The tough clown finishing hole.
Tony's here, by the way. That's another Tony, by the way. So if your wife ever leaves you for this Tony, she's going to hate it because that's Tony. And she's calling, that's white Tony.
Yeah.
I used to be married to black Tony. We talk about this because Pete Lee's coming in with his second Jamie.
Yeah.
She's going to hate us before he even shows up. And we like her. We're just messing with Pete.
Yes, it's really not a reflection of her at all.
Not at all. She's named after Pete Lee's ex-wife, which is his new girlfriend. Not named after her. She's not that young.
That would be really weird.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
Yeah, it's not Jamie Jr.
Jamie Jr. I think we got a new nickname.
We talked about this
Jamie
earlier.
Jamie Jr.
Guys and gals. Guys and gals, if you get divorced, and the next guy you meet or the next girl you meet has the exact same name as the one you divorced.
That'd be weird.
That's got to be tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a problem?
Well, I just think it'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd just be weird.
Well, obviously it happens. Yeah.
Although you would never mess up names.
No.
If you just spent 10 years calling a chick by her name and you have a new one and you just call it the same name, you don't have to worry about it. You know? Look at that side of it.
Have you ever accidentally referred to a girlfriend?
Yes.
by your previous girlfriend's name.
Yes.
See, that would not be a problem in this situation.
No, it wouldn't be a problem at all. Yeah. Yeah.
Would solve that issue.
I've done that a few times. Not with Becky, but I had before a couple times, and that was brutal. Because sometimes it was in compromising situations.
So did that go over well?
Nope.
It didn't?
Nope.
I mean, what was your reaction?
Well, what do you want to do? I used to date her. That's her name. You know her.
Yeah, but some women would get up and walk out and be real insulted by that.
Well, some women weren't with the total package.
Exactly.
Thank you, puss. Yeah. Thank you, puss.
Mm-hmm. And we know you've never done it with your wife because you're still alive.
Exactly. Well, that's why you always use hunter babe all the time.
She'd be
especially
reaching
in the beginning of a relationship, hunter babe.
She'd be reaching for the ice pick between the box spring and the mattress.
Right.
Todd, did you ever get busted doing that?
I don't believe so, because that would involve having multiple relationships, and I really didn't have.
Todd's ex-wife and his new wife, I'll call her your new wife, although it's been 20 years, I'm sure. They have different first names.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I would imagine that Todd may have run into a problem where he called one woman a different woman's name.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe just met them that night, and I'm not supposed to remember their name anyway.
Well, no.
Right. Because the woman I'd been with 3 nights ago, I didn't remember her name.
That's good.
That's good. So you're not going to say the wrong name. You don't remember the girl you slept with anyway.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
That is good.
Here is Patrice.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You want to comment on this, Patrice? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I hope my ex-husband's not listening.
Just say first names.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to say his name, but, well, obviously, everybody knows. If they know me, they know him. But anyhow, I accidentally started to say somebody else's name.
During, as
you referred to, a compromising position. Yeah, but I was able to kind of draw it out and change the word.
So you checked up after a syllable?
So Larry John.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you draw it out?
Like, yeah. Oh, wait.
You're gonna make me. You're gonna make me Larry John. I don't know. Can you? Was it that bad? Were they names that didn't sound anything familiar at all? I mean, similar.
No, two completely different names. But luckily, it was one that I think I was able to end it like with God or something.
Well, here's Larry John God. It's great. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. That guy didn't care because he was getting laid.
sorry.
I believed it.
We got you.
You're fine, Patrice.
Okay, good.
All right.
But yeah, I was able to save myself on that one.
Say hi to Larry John later. All right.
Yeah.
Say
bye.
Nobody Tyrese.
God.
It's Larry John God.
Larry John God.
Yeah. Larry John God.
Larry John God.
Yeah, I bet you there have been a few mashup situations. Mashing the name while you're smashing it. Yeah. You can just throw in God.
I bet you
I
bet you some guys have done that too. They've actually said, Susie Sally. Susie Sally. Susie, what's your. Oh, yeah, you're Sally, right. Oh, no, you were Susie. I should have stuck with the first one. Damn it.
I'm being good about this. I actually read the whole email to see if they don't want their name mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy that married his wife, and her name is the same as his little sister's name.
Okay, you know, we've had these sister things.
I would think that would be weird too.
Yeah.
God, I love sex.
There you go. God, God. I dated a girl with my little sister's name, but I didn't even really think about it. Because,
so did I.
Because it's different. It's different. You're actually not in bed with your sister, which would be weird, right? Yeah.
No, and Patrice, who just called her, actually, was not named Jesus.
Yeah, okay. It was Larry John.
Larry John. God. Larry John God.
Back in the biblical days, Craig, I'm asking you because you're our Bible expert. Did they have surnames? Or were they all just first names and whatever town they were from?
Of Nazareth.
Yeah, because he was just Jesus of Nazareth.
Hey, I dropped the Bible quote on you right
yes.
there.
I always thought the group Nazareth should have had a guy in the band named Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
So
yeah.
he could introduce himself as or Jesus at least, of yeah. Nazareth.
Or at least a bongo player, Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
The only little, very small piece of information I can give you is that some names will be
Tony of North Omaha.
Yeah, but the last name will use
Sir Tony of North.
Will
Sir
use
Tony.
The prefix
it is Sir
Ben B-E-N to mean son of.
Okay,
but there was so it'd be Tony son of.
Bitch.
A bitch.
Nobody can say, yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch.
You heard that.
The only biblical surname I could come up with was, there was Mary Magdalene, you know, of the Bethlehem.
Wasn't that her hooker name, though, basically?
Magdalene.
She was not a hooker.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Or was that her middle name?
I thought she was a hooker.
That might have been the town she was from. I don't know.
No, she would have been Mary of Magdalene, then.
Not necessarily.
Okay. I'm taking your word for it.
I don't know.
Because you are the scripture expert.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Well, among this crew, he is.
That's a low bar.
Exceedingly low bar.
He's opened it. He's actually opened that book.
So that exceedingly low bar.
That makes him the expert.
I've opened the book, too, but, you know, not recently.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, born on this date, however dead now.
You mentioned draft board. Paul Allen's sick again, right?
Yes.
All right. So crazy.
I think they'll get it.
Yeah.
You looked into it?
Yeah.
Looked into that cancer?
Yeah. Right. I think he's fine.
Right. Somebody emailed
He's old,
us
though, isn't he?
Yeah. Not, yeah.
Earlier today, too, asking you to check out Ginger Baker.
Well, he's just nuts.
Oh, is he?
Ginger Baker's been nuts for a long time.
So he's not physically ill?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He is. He might be physically ill.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's been on draft boards for years.
Yeah, I think he's liver shot.
Yeah, and Paul Allen's only 65, Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's not exceedingly old.
No.
Yeah, he's not been doing well for years. He hasn't been. He's never looked good.
No. He looked bad when he's 30.
Yeah. He did.
Check out Ginger Banks, by the way. We follow her on Twitter. She's hot. She's a porn
not
star.
Not the same as Ginger Baker.
I know. She's a porn star.
Is she a ginger?
I don't think so.
No, not really.
No, she's not. No, she's like, you know. Carpet's not ginger. I know that.
Is there any carpet?
Yes, there is in some of the videos. Yeah, Puss knows the exact same Twitter. We both see Ginger a lot. She likes us. She waves at you.
Ah.
Shows you stuff.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
That's nice
and
of her.
She's not a kid either. She's looked like she's in her 30s. She's an old broad in the porn business. But for some reason, we follow her and we look at her a lot. She waves at us a lot.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Ginger Banks. Oh, you look. I knew you'd type that in as I said it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's all right.
She's kind of cute. She's real. She's real for some reason.
Yeah, she's not a ginger.
No.
No, appears to be a blonde.
Mm-hmm. Well, on her head.
She has a soul. She's not a ginger.
That's right.
Are y'all going to Captain America's wedding today?
I have no idea what that means.
Who's he getting married to?
Chris Evans, the actor?
He's getting married to Amanda Gosnell.
What's she look like? Pig. I'm sure she's a complete hog.
Captain America is going to be getting married today.
She's going to be hot.
In Pekin, Illinois.
Why there? Is that where her family's from?
Well, Captain America is 26. Years old. He lives in East Peoria.
Oh, this is not Chris Evans. This is a guy that changed his name to Captain America.
Yes.
That's his real name.
Yes.
And the judge allowed it.
Yes.
Excellent.
And somebody's going to marry him.
Excellent. Amanda Gosnell will be marrying him.
Amanda America. That's going to be her real name, her married name.
Someone get
no,
me
she's going to be a hyphen.
America.
Amanda Gosnell America?
Yes.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, that's just
go with
that's
Amanda
dumb.
America.
And does she is.
Amanda America.
And she will introduce her husband as captain?
Yes. She's looking forward to being Mrs. Captain America. She's going to become Amanda Gosnell America, and she will be Mrs. Captain America.
Well, I will give him this. He before he was Captain America, he was Mark Anderson.
Wait,
which is,
let me tell this story.
That's
your regular name.
That's just bland.
Yeah. He changed his name from Mark Anderson.
Something Anderson is pretty bland, right?
Yeah, it's
a normal bland name.
He changed to Captain America.
No way to go through life.
Yeah, just something.
It's not.
Yeah, you might as well be Big Puss.
Yeah.
That's better, like Captain America.
He is Captain America because he plans to save the nation. This 26-year-old kid.
Oh, so he's stupid, too, then.
No, he's brilliant. But
yeah. Well, no, let's say he's somewhere in the middle.
3 years ago. Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find out. 3 years ago, he decided that he would run for office to help the United States. And he decided that Mark Anderson doesn't really stand out
right.
at the ballot box.
No.
But Captain America, now that name you would notice.
You might vote for
yeah,
him,
at
too.
The ballot box. He said, I figured I should be president. I think the name will stick out on the ballots.
It would.
Now, he can't be president until he's 35.
So, Captain America didn't know that.
No, he does know that.
Oh, he's going to
wait. Yeah, he's 26 now, and he knows he can't be president until 35, but he figures he should be. He's got other plans. He's got things to work on.
Right.
Until then. He is a nursing student. He says he's been studying several sexually transmitted diseases. He says he's got a cure for several of them.
Tell us then.
He says it's just simple math and an understanding of antibiotics. That's all it is. He hasn't really shared a secret with any public health officials, just people in his own circle. But he would gladly give his calculations and formula to the U.S. government. And then, here's the brilliance, then the government-backed researchers and scientists could mass produce this cure that he's come up with, which would not only help Americans, but be sold overseas. That way the federal government could pay off the debt.
Sounds all brilliant, but...
Brilliant.
Yeah. He's going to keep it quiet till he's president, right?
No. He will share it with the government. He's not giving it to public health officials, but he'll share it with... But the government
hasn't called him
said,
yet?
No, they haven't. They have not called
Get
him
Captain
yet.
Captain America on it. He'll solve syphilis.
Right.
Captain America fights syphilis. That's my favorite episode.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be somebody that would be glad to take that on. Why didn't he step up and help people?
He needs someone that can take the ball from where he is now do something with it.
There are people other than the government that could take the ball. Why is it contingent upon him getting elected?
Well, he's getting married. No, it's not contingent. The two have nothing to do with one another.
Well, you made it sound like it.
Right, you did.
I don't know how, and I'm sorry that I did.
And does Ginger Banks do anything besides solo stuff?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all
yeah.
I see
no, she is
on
porn.
The
Pornhub
is
porn.
Solo stuff.
No, she's got porn.
So Mrs. Captain America, or the soon-to-be Mrs. Gosnell America.
I love how we decide to go right into porn. Check it out. Okay, back to the story. That's your porn update.
She's already got four kids. Their ages are 4. 5, 5, and 9.
Twins?
Nope.
I don't know. There's no explanation
on
that.
You could have them within a year together.
There's no explanation on the 5 and 5.
At about 2 months, they're both 5.
And she says if all goes as planned, they're going to have 12 kids together.
One of them from that guy used to be a D-back for the Jets?
You said D-back.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Cromartie? Antonio Cromartie?
Yeah.
He got three.
But that was 2 different women.
3 3-year-olds.
This is a woman that has 2 kids, 5.
That's right.
And they're not twins.
He's got 3 3-year-olds, and he can remember one of their names.
And they ain't twins.
Now, they did just start dating 4 months ago.
Yeah. They probably knew right away.
But they were.
Because just by saying your name's Captain America, and that's your real name, chicks fall in love with that.
But apparently they've already been tested. Their love has been tested already in this first 4 months.
How sarcastic is a woman around the house? Hey, Captain America, can you take the garbage out?
Oh, so they're twin flames? I found a twin flames quiz for you since Pete Lee and his woman brought that term.
I'd love to hear that.
I'm going to puke already.
Let me see if I can find it for
you. So their love has already been tested because the two were introduced by an ex-girlfriend of Captain America's.
The Silver Surfer.
And she got jealous.
He's a dude.
She got jealous when these two became an item.
A It could have been Supergirl.
Captain America says the ex-girlfriend hit him in the head with a brick.
Speaking of porn.
It shouldn't hurt Captain America.
Yeah. Supergirl in the original Fappening has one of the hottest set of photos out there.
You told me that,
Melissa
yeah.
Benoist.
There's your second porn update for the break. Go ahead.
Boom.
Actually, third.
However you pronounce her name.
And he is considering a change. He says he wants to adopt the middle name of Live Forever.
Well, that's not going to help him.
Because he wants to be Captain Live Forever America.
America.
Yeah.
Because he wants to live forever.
I would go with something like friggin'. Captain Friggin' America. I think that's better.
F-R-I-G-G-I-N.
Yeah.
Friggin' America.
Right.
Captain Friggin' America.
Or just the middle initial F.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Captain F America.
America.
Captain America says he wants to live forever. However, he also concedes that it does not seem very likely.
So I'm hanging
Unless he's sitting on a cure for that.
Yeah.
And he may be.
Hang on. Joe America. Have something
to say. Oh, it's Joe America.
Joe America. Cousin? Brother?
Hey.
What is this?
Hey. Go ahead, Joe.
It be
I just
want
to say, yeah, myself, my brother Jeff America, and Judy, Janet, Jane, and Jackie America all think the guy's a phony.
They're not claiming that.
Who names their kid right. Captain?
Joe America's pissed.
Yeah. That's coming from the Douglas County Americas.
It is.
So 6 or 7 months ago, we're out with this couple of friends of ours, and his name is Todd. And not this Todd, obviously. And we were drinking pretty heavily, and we were laughing about something because he's got a little boat. And then something stupid, innocuous happened in the conversation, and we started calling him Captain Todd. So apparently, I changed his name in my phone that night drunk to Captain Todd. Totally forgot about it.
Did you?
Totally forgot about it. 3 or 4 months later, we don't see it. We don't really text each other much. I just get this text and it said, Captain Todd. And I had to go, what the hell? Who the hell? I said, did I wake up in a bathhouse somewhere? Who the hell? Who's Captain Todd?
He's the captain now. He's the captain now.
So be careful with changing contacts when you're drunk.
He's the captain now.
So now that's what he is in my phone all the
you
time.
You sit in a lounge chair and have him pour your lemonade and make your frittatas.
That's right.
I love that commercial.
I'm about
Todd,
sick of...
make me a frittata. I love that dude.
Sick of that commercial.
You're sick of everything is Todd. Every abusive commercial is Todd.
Yeah.
I think you just embrace it and learn how to make a kick-ass frittata.
Todd, yeah, that's an idea.
I wanted to play that clip, but Puss says there's some ambient noise in there.
Yeah. There's a guy like running a table saw right at the end.
Todd, make me a frittata.
Well, I tweeted out my displeasure last night of that commercial.
I love that commercial. I just like the whole thing. And then the Todd's the icing on the top, you know. The guy's face when he makes the guy clean the gutters looks back to the camera like he's the man.
Yeah.
That actor's face just kills me in that
picture.
He
is good.
He's really good.
Hey, I'm glad
Todd,
I'm
make me a frittata.
I'm glad I'm not Doug, because Doug has to clean out the gutters.
Right.
But and Todd's the bitch making
a
frittata.
He does. Todd seems like kind of a cuck.
Well, Todd's just standing by
awaiting instructions.
Bated breath, right. Oh, Todd. Make me a frittata.
Right. Do whatever I tell you.
Well, most of the Todds I know shouldn't be up on a ladder cleaning the gutters.
No, that's good.
Anyways,
point. Good point.
Yeah, stay on the ground and make
good
the frittata.
Point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.